I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's talk some baseball with our buddy Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey.com MLB Insider. Join the show, guys, and it's presented by BetQL. Get access and data and insight to the sports books they don't want you to see. Be smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app, and visit BetQL.com today. Tony, good to have you back on the show, man. Lots going on. The countdown is on, obviously, to the end of the season. I want to ask you about these long road trips and how to maneuver, because here we are with the Braves. They've got 11 games here, 11 of the next 13, I think, on the road, starting tonight in San Francisco. Then, you know, you go to Arizona. And then you go to San Diego before coming back home, and you might come back home, Tony, and have to play the Phillies to decide this division. How do you manage these road trips, and how important are they here at the end of the season?
Well, I mean, this is just bad timing, right? I mean, you hope that you don't have a road trip like this where you have no off days and it's a three-city trip. Those can be taxing. I've seen it firsthand with the Padres. And it becomes really about getting good quality starting pitching, I think, ultimately, right? Because over that many games with no off days, you got to try to cover as many innings as you can. If you don't, you may hold up for half of that road trip, but eventually guys start to fatigue, and that's when you can run into trouble. So I think you just got to, when you get on road trips like this, having good starting pitching and guys throwing the ball well goes a long way to you being able to kind of maneuver on a long road trip like this.
Yeah, we got the good guys going for the Braves, starting with Ian Anderson, what we perceive to be the better guys, Charlie Morton, and then we get Max Fried. We took two out of three from the Giants, and I know the last time we had you on, Tony, I was like, I'm not buying the Giants. They lost two in a row. Still think the Dodgers are going to win this division, but how do you see the West playing out, man?
I mean, It's tough to say. I mean, we've just recently played both teams, and the Dodgers seem to be playing their better baseball right now. Giants are playing good baseball too. I mean, shoot, they had been on a winning streak there before losing the other night to the Padres. The Padres were desperate. They needed those two wins, something crazy. So listen, I still think the Dodgers will win. I think the Dodgers will catch them. But I won't be surprised at all at this point if the Giants hang on and end up winning this division.
Ohtani to miss a scheduled start, arm soreness. Let's just say they shut him down. Still your MVP? Nothing changes, right?
I think it's still his. It may not be unanimous anymore. I mean, now you can make some legitimate cases that Vlad could get it if he continues to play the way he has, but I think ultimately this is Shohei Ohtani's award, and I would be stunned if it didn't go to him.
Yeah, I mean, he was the story, but you're right. Though Vlad is on this. I mean, a triple crown is a triple crown. I would think that would, even though Shohei is the show, a triple crown's got to be the MVP, right?
I don't know. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Ted Williams was a triple crown and didn't win the MVP.
Yeah, so, but he was like the antithesis of your dad. The media hated him.
Maybe so, but a triple crown is a triple crown. So it wouldn't be anything new if somebody were to get a triple crown like Vlad and him not win it, especially under this particular circumstance.
All right. So while we're talking about awards. National League Cy Young. Is it Bueller? Bueller. Is he the guy? Walker Bueller?
Man, if you'd asked me about a month ago, I would have said this is Buehler's award, but the way Max Scherzer has pitched since he's been acquired by the Dodgers, he's starting to make some serious noise for it. I mean, I think it'll come down to those two guys. I do. And it seemed, and in his last, I think, three starts, Buehler hadn't been, you know, as good, whereas Max seems to be getting better as the season goes on. But I don't know. I think this is a toss-up right now. I really do. The way Max Scherzer has pitched since he's put that Dodgers uniform on, I don't know that there's been anybody better.
They've won all eight of his starts since he was acquired. 0.88 ERA and a 0.67 whip for Scherzer. He's been dominant, point blank, guys. I mean, I know we're not watching a lot of the Dodgers, but to Tony's point, this guy's been shut down good. And we didn't see this when he was with the Nats. We watched him, you know, time and time again. It's like he went there and got re-energized, man. And it's been a different dude.
That's exactly right. I mean, we saw him in Los Angeles. Now he got 3,000, or the day he got 3,000, and he had a perfect game going through that game. And I thought it was happening. I really, really did, the way he was throwing the baseball. He ended up not getting it. Osmer ended up breaking it up, but he has pitched like that. And I saw him once. The Padres saw him twice as a National. He is a completely different guy. I think there's no doubt he's been re-energized. And he's making these type of starts and games that actually matter for the Dodgers. They're trying to win that division.
Right. It is our man Tony Gwynn Jr., guys, our Odyssey baseball expert here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Carl mentioned the road trip, West Coast swing. Unfortunately, a few weeks ago, Tony, we were talking about like a six-man rotation to save some arms, and now we're just trying to find four guys who can do the job. I know that with the Braves, we've had the relief pitchers and kind of come and go. I mean, do you look at this team the way we're constructed right now? And offensively and defensively, we are so loaded. We're hoping we get the DH next year. But do you look at us and say it's kind of like last year, we're going to conk out because of pitching in Atlanta?
I mean, but you can say that about all the teams, right? I mean, if the Braves are not the only team that if bullpen don't hold up or, you know, get going, they have the ability to get beat. But I think for the Braves, they have once they get in and everything resets, I just see them as a different team. And you know, right now you're trying to hold off a divisional opponent that's chasing you in the Phillies that are playing pretty good baseball. And as you said, you could very well be having to in that last series after this road trip decide that division. So I think once you get in, I truly think it kind of resets itself, and this team will look much like it looked last year in the playoffs.
It is Tony Gwynn Jr., guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell for his weekly visit as we talk MLB with Tony. All right, a couple of things as we just talk about what's been going on. You know, the All-Star game is set. I'm just curious, what's your favorite park? What was your favorite park when you played? And then and maybe you traveled with Dad and you went to some of these parks growing up. I don't know. But what was your favorite place to play? Because Seattle is going to get the 2023 All-Star game.
Well, if you ask me my favorite place to play, that would be different. I enjoy playing in Minnesota the few times we went, just from a hitting standpoint. You see the baseball so well. In terms of stadiums
that was before the outdoor stadium, though, right? The new stadium, that was the old stadium?
No, I'm talking about the new stadium.
Okay.
I played in the old stadium, too, in college, and that one, that was an interesting. It was an adventurous time in the outfield sometimes with that with that white roof.
Where is it?
In terms of some of my favorite stadiums, I always enjoy going to Seattle. I really did. So they'll do a good job with the All-Star game. But there are a bunch of places I enjoy going. I enjoy going to Jacobs. I enjoy going to Old New York, Boston. I had a lot of favorites when I was playing.
Does anybody like playing down there in Tampa Bay?
I don't think so.
No, because you mentioned trying to pick the baseball up at the Metrodome, and everyone says you can even hit like scaffolding, or you can hit like the roof up there or down there in Tampa Bay.
I know from a hitting standpoint, Old Turner, or the Turner, the last stadium they were just in, that was one of my favorites too. All of the lights were centered around home plate, so it was just like a big bright spotlight hitting in that stadium.
Let me ask you a question about Mike Trout. We know how good he is, It looks like he's going to be shut down probably for the season as well.
Yeah.
Does he get frustrated and want out and want to go somewhere where he can win? I know he's made a lot of money. But, you know, Tony, at some point, he's now 30. I mean, Mike Trout's now 30. And we're going, damn, okay, is he going to go to a winning team? Do you think he tries to force his way out of there?
I have a hard time believing that he would. He hasn't shown any given us any signs to think that that's something he would do at this point. I know he's getting older. You haven't heard any rumblings about him wanting to get out of there. I think he's hopeful that the Angels will do what's necessary to make it a winning team. They have pieces. It's not like they don't got guys there that can make it happen. They just have seemingly not been able to address the pitching year in and year out. And so, and then this year, the injuries certainly didn't help. I mean, you mentioned Rendon. Upton's has been in and out of the lineup. So there's a lot of different pieces that go on there. I can't speak for Mike Trout, but it doesn't seem like they're that far off. It just seems like they just got to make the right decisions in terms of who to bring in or help that starting staff.
Got about a minute left with Tony Gwynn Jr., guys. And we had the general manager of the Braves on, Tony, Alex Anthopoulos. And Freddie Freeman is, he's 32. And Carl thinks it's going to be a 4-year or a 5-year. That's going to be the holdup. But we think it's $30 million a year. That'd be like $150. What about a guy like Freddie when we get the designated hitter? I mean, do you see these guys? Is it too cliche to say these guys can all be DHs? Or is there an art to it? Because we've got a team, if we do get the DH, Freddie included, that seems like a really nice fit for him.
Yeah, I mean, certainly these guys have the makeup to be a DH, but there are guys who struggle doing the DH thing. There are guys that like to be involved in the game, other than just the offensive side. But certainly, I mean, Freddie possesses everything you would want in a designated hitter. How will he adapt to that? I don't know. I tend to believe guys like him will figure it out somehow, some way. And that just that's why they're as valuable as they are.
You give him the big contract?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think he takes care of his body. There's nothing to say that thus far in his career that he hasn't or that he wouldn't. I like the way – I like his stroke at the plate. I think that's the type of swing that you can – maintain a long time as you naturally get older and your body starts to break down. I think his swing is one that you can replicate for a while.
Tony, it's good to have you on as always, man. Have a great weekend. We'll be talking with you next week. And as a matter of fact, our Braves will be out there taking on the Padres. So with this long road trip again, guys, presented by BetQL. BetQL here to help us all make better bets. That is through real proven analytics. Tony, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.